Not everyone wants to be a cocksucker. Not everyone needs to be a cocksucker. But if you want to be an exceptionally good cocksucker, then these words are for you. These words are training you as a cocksucker. These words are going to teach you how to be an expert cocksucker. You can learn and you can lean on master's training for being a cocksucker. These words will teach you to be an excellent cocksucker. Each time you listen to these words, your unconscious mind can tailor the experience and adjust the experience, because you're going to have six little questions. Six questions to answer about your cocksucker training. And you're going to have to use the same answer for all six questions for all of these words. But each time you listen to these words, you can choose the same answers to the questions or different answers to the questions. And each answer will take you deeper. And each question will probe your mind. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. You want to be hypnotized. You need to be hypnotized. You want to be trained to be an expert cocksucker. And these words will train you to be an expert cocksucker. Now, the first thing I want you to do is close your eyes. Close your eyes. Let your eyelids cover your eyes. But look out through your closed eyes and imagine that you're looking at a cock. Imagine that you're seeing a cock through your closed eyes, like a projection on the screen of your closed eyes. The inside of your eyelid is the projector where you see that cock in front of you. Now it's time for the first of your six questions. These questions will govern the rest of this trance. And these questions you can answer each time differently with each time you do these words. But once you answer a question during one of these sessions, you have to stay with that answer. You have to stay with that choice. Your unconscious mind loves to be hypnotized, and I'm hypnotizing your unconscious mind. Now, as you look out through your closed eyelid and you look at that cock, you know that some cocks are circumcised and some cocks are not circumcised. And you need to choose whether the cock you're looking at for the rest of this trance is cut or uncut. A cut cock is a circumcised cock, and an uncut cock is an uncircumcised cock. Look out through your eyelids and see the cock projected on the inside of your eyelids, and decide now, for the rest of this trance, are you looking at a cut cock or an uncut cock? Your unconscious mind can decide, and you can decide differently each time you listen and each time you go into trance. And now look at that cock in front of you. Look at that cock projected on the inside of your eyes. And some cocks are already enough aroused that there's pre-cum on the tip of the cock. And some cocks are not. So decide now, is the cock you're looking at for this trance wet or dry? Cut or uncut? Wet or dry? Remember your answer to each of the questions and keep the answer for the rest of this time. You can answer these questions differently when you come back for another trance. But for now, remember your answers to your questions. Now, look out at that cock. See the cock projected on the inside of your eyelids. Is that cock already hard, or is it still soft? Aroused goes with hard, and not yet fully aroused goes with soft. Sometimes you'll be asked to suck on a hard cock, and sometimes you'll be asked to make a soft cock hard and then suck on it. Cut or uncut, wet or dry, hard or soft, remember your answers for the remainder of this trance. Now look out through your eyelids and at the cock projected on the inside of your eyelid. Is that cock thick or thin? Some cocks are thick and some cocks are thin, but each cock is precious. Remember the answers to all of your questions. Focus on the answers to your questions and the sound of my voice and my words in your mind. Cut or uncut, wet or dry, hard or soft, thick or thin. Say your answers over to yourself in your mind, over and over, and focus on your answers to these simple little questions as you see the cock in front of you, as you see the cock in front of you and in front of your eyelid and behind your eyelid. And now another question. Is the cock in front of you and projected on the inside of your eyelid, is it long or is it short? Some cocks are short and some cocks are long. Your unconscious mind can decide the cock you're going to work on for the remainder of this trance. Remember each of your questions. Go over them in your mind. Focus on remembering your questions for the remainder of this trance. Focus on remembering your answers for the remainder of this trance. Is the cock in front of you light or dark? Some cocks are light colored and some cocks are dark colored. Remember, your unconscious mind can decide differently for each trance, but for this trance, you must keep the answer to all of your questions. Remember the answers to your questions and say the answers over and over in your unconscious mind. Is the cock in front of you cut or uncut? Is the cock in front of you wet or dry? Is the cock in front of you hard or soft? Is the cock in front of you thick or thin? Is the cock in front of you short or long? Is the cock in front of you light or dark? As you remember the answers to your questions, you go deeper and deeper. Just sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper. The deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. Deeper and deeper. Down deep into trance. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. Just go down deeper and deeper. Deeper into trance. Focus on that cock in front of you. Master is going to train you on how to be an expert cocksucker. You want to be an expert cocksucker. You need to be an expert cocksucker. And Master's going to train you to be an expert cocksucker. And now it's time to start your training. This training is going to make you into an expert cocksucker. You want to be a cocksucker. You need to be a cocksucker. And it arouses you to be a cocksucker. And it arouses you to be a good cocksucker. And cocksucking is what you want. And cocksucking is what you need. Now, as you look out, straight out through your eyes, see that cock in front of you. See that cock in front of you. And look at it out through your closed eyes. And now it's time for your first cocksucker training. When you're cocksucking, you're worshiping a cock, and you're worshiping the man who owns the cock that you're worshiping. And now, without moving your head, roll your eyes up and look out through your forehead and out through the top of your head. And look at the eyes and the face of the man whose cock you're sucking. Each man has a cock for you to suck. And when you're sucking that cock, one of the first things you'll do is look longingly up at the face of the man whose cock you're about to suck. Roll your eyes up and look out through your forehead. Look out through your forehead and prepare to suck that cock in front of you. That cock is what you want. That cock is what you need. And you're going to suck that cock. And as his cock gets aroused, it will arouse your mind and arouse your body and make you feel horny and obedient and deeply controlled. It will make you get wetter and feel more excited as you walk on that cock. And now it's time to start working on that cock. If the cock is cut, you can go directly to the underside of the tip of the cock. And if the cock is uncut, you can pull back the foreskin, pull back and expose the tip of his cock. If your hands are bound, you'll have to do it with your mouth. But if your hands are free, you can do it with your hands. Work on the tip of his cock. Worship the underside of the tip of his cock. You want to keep him aroused. You want to do the dance. Sucking a cock and having your cock sucked, it's like a dance. A dominant cock and the submissive cocksucker, and the cocksucker in place. Go down on the tip of that cock, worship that cock. Arouse that cock, and arousing his cock arouses you. And your arousal takes you deeper, deeper and deeper. Go down deeper as you imagine that cock, experience that cock, know that cock, and work on the tip of that cock. Feel that cock exposed and vulnerable. And as you arouse that cock, it arouses you. For a world-class cocksucker, the way Master is training you to be, sucking a cock is like a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not a quick goal with a quick release. It's a long and slow and loving and luxurious and arousing and enticing experience. Just sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper. As you worship the cock, you want to prolong the experience. You can take time out to worship his legs and worship his crotch. If your hands are bound, you'll have to do it all with your tongue and your lips, but if your hands are unbound, you can stroke his thighs and worship his ass and tell him tell him how much you love to worship his cock. When his cock is in your mouth, you can talk to the cock, and the cock will feel your talk and feel your moans and feel your arousal. A thick cock will fill your mouth more thoroughly, and a thin cock will let you suck it down deep in trance. And a long cock will probe the back of your mouth, and a short cock will leave you with room to go up and down rhythmically on the cock, varying your speed and varying your attention. And as you feel his arousal building, you can back off and keep him on the edge of trance and on the edge of orgasm, entrancing your mind and your body with the arousal of a cock in your mouth and down your throat, down deeper and deeper. And as you feel the cock in the back of your mouth, you can feel your gag reflex opening up as you time your breathing. And when he's deep in your throat, you won't be able to breathe, but you can time your breathing and time your cock sucking and feel his arousal building. As his balls pull up and tighten, you can luxuriate in the tip of his cock. You can tease his cock and worship his cock and dance the dance of being a cocksucker. The longer you suck his cock, the harder he'll get, and the harder he gets, the more aroused you'll get. And arousing that cock will arouse your mind and arouse your body. And it arouses you to be this deep in trance, and it arouses you to be this deeply programmed. And your unconscious mind is going to remember this programming. Your unconscious mind is going to feel it natural and normal to imagine being a cocksucker, to rehearse being a cocksucker over and over. And each time you listen to these words, you can rehearse with a different kind of cock and a different kind of experience, but they'll all be deeply, deeply satisfying. As you learn to be a cocksucker, you learn to worship the cock. You'll find yourself worshiping the cock so thoroughly and so long that you'll be told by some of the cocks that you worship how wonderful you are as a cocksucker, because as you learn to be a cocksucker, you learn to attune yourself to the rhythm of the cock in front of you, to feel and respond to the pulses of pleasure in the cock inside of you. As you worship the long cock or the short cock, the thick cock or the thin cock, the wet cock or the dry cock, you will wet the cock with your own mouth and feel the arousal building. Feel the arousal building in that cock and feel your arousal. As you arouse that cock, you will feel your own arousal building. And when that cock explodes down deep in you, you will feel an explosion down in your mind and feel in your body. Your unconscious mind remembers all of your past orgasms. And when you feel that cock orgasm inside of your mind, you'll feel that cock orgasm inside of your body. You'll feel the wonder and the joy and the satisfaction of being an expert cocksucker. You need to be a cocksucker. You want to be a cocksucker. You're being trained to be a cum whore. You're being trained to suck cock, suck cock, suck cock, suck cock, suck cock. cock is taking root down deep in you. Your longing for cock is you're leaning toward cock, and as you lean into that cock, you'll feel that cock penetrating your mind. As you lean into that cock, you'll feel that cock penetrating your body. And you'll feel master's training and master's control. And you love to be hypnotized, and you love to be trained, and you love the sound of master's voice in your mind. Feel this training locking in. Feel your lust for cock. Feel your attention to that cock and the rhythm of the arousal of that cock and the rhythm of the dance of trance. And when you go down on a cock, you'll go down deep into trance. And all of this programming will come back to you, and all of this programming will be natural, and you won't have to think, because your unconscious mind will rehearse this process each time you listen to this file. And when you suck a cock, your subconscious mind can take over, and it will become so natural and so normal to worship that cock and bring that cock to the edge of orgasm and keep that cock on the edge of orgasm and make it go longer and make it be stronger, because you want to be a world-class cocksucker. Feel it. Know it. Feel the depth of this cocksucking experience taking you. Feel the strength of this powering into your mind. Feel this draining your body. Feel your arousal building. Feel your need to listen to this programming over and over. And each time you'll envision a different cock, and each different cock will train you differently. And each experience will be different, but they'll all be the same, because they'll all be you learning to be an expert cocksucker. You love to be an expert cocksucker. You need to be an expert cocksucker. You love to be called a cocksucker. You need to be called a cocksucker. And as you kneel down in front of that cock, you can look up and say, what you need is an expert cocksucker. What you need is a cocksucker. 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 Suck cock. Suck cock. Suck cock. Suck cock. You're being trained to be a dick whore. You're being trained to be a cocksucker. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. This trance is so vivid. This cock is so real. Enjoy the cock inside of you. Enjoy these words filling your mind, making it feel natural and normal to suck on the cock and go down deeper and deeper. And as you suck the cock, you'll go into this trance, because you need this trance and you want this trance. And when you suck a cock, you'll go into trance and feel this programming locking in and feel this programming taking control, because you know this is what you want and you know this is what you need. Feel this cocksucker training taking hold. Feel this programming locking in. Feel your body respond. Feel your mind accept this programming. Feel your longing to return to this experience over and over. And now, in just a moment, not now, but in a moment, I'm going to count you up from 1 to 5. on five, you'll be awake and alert and filled with the wonder and the joy of your cocksucker training. But for now, you're going to review your five questions and your five answers so that your unconscious mind can decide whether it wants to answer the questions again the same way next time or a different way next time. Remind yourself of the cock you just sucked. Remind yourself of your cocksucker training. Remind yourself of your job to worship that cock and bring that cock to the most mind-blowing orgasm. That's what a cocksucker does. That's what you're doing. And now I'm going to count you up from one to five. And on five, you'll be awake and alert and filled with the wonder and the joy of this trance. One, feel the importance of this cocksucker training down deep in your unconscious mind. Two, feel the power of this cocksucker training flowing through your mind and filling your body with the experiences you want and the training you need. Three, feel your appreciation for a cock growing deeper and deeper and stronger and lasting longer and longer. Four, feel your programming taking hold. Feel your programming locking in. Feel your need to return and strengthen and lengthen this process of training to be an expert cocksucker. Five, awake and alert and feeling your programming calling you and locking in deeper and deeper, stronger and stronger, lasting longer and longer.